USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Black Lives Matter founder in Memphis, Tennessee is sentenced to prison for election fraud. 44-year-old Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud after she illegally registered to vote, despite being on felony probation. A judge told her she was still on probation when Ms. Moses went to the corrections officers and convinced them she was off probation, then receiving the false documents.
I accept the full responsibility for my actions and that I've been held accountable. I've been in jail since December the 10th.
Moses is expected to appeal the decision. Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 mandates. The Washington Post is reporting protests included road blockages, fireworks, driving on sidewalks, and constant horn honking by truckers. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Two Republican lawmakers have been censured by their own party in a vote held in Salt Lake City, Utah, late last week.
The Republican National Committee voted to censure Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the House-led investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. Reacting to what happened, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio on CBS's Face the Nation said those who committed crimes on that day should be prosecuted. He also slammed the January 6th commission in the process.
This commission is nothing but a partisan tool designed to go out and smear and attack and get their hands on as many people as they can, including people that weren't in Washington on January 6th.
Rubio did not have a direct comment on the censuring of his party mates from across the rotunda. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Looking more like a game of two-hand touch, the NFL's Pro Bowl was held yesterday in Las Vegas, Nevada. The AFC beat the NFC 41-35. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As Russian President Vladimir Putin continues posturing against his Ukrainian neighbors, one lawmaker believes Putin sees President Biden and the Democrat-led Congress as weak. Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey on Newsmax.
Certainly the threat is real. Certainly there's a possibility. It's imminent. You know, you never know what's in Putin's mind, except one thing that we do know. He knows that Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, and this majority Congress is weak. He knows that no sanctions have been put in place yet. Quite frankly, we should have moved quickly on severe sanctions and should have moved quickly and never allow the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to flow, which makes Europe more dependent upon Russia. Frankly, we should have, you know, committed to actions in Afghanistan that made sense and created respect around the world. Other than that, they're actually disrespecting us because we commit to a terrible operation there. And we're committing our troops. What we're saying in legislation, which I obviously don't vote for, is that our troops and that our military should be concentrating on climate change and concentrating on getting vaxxed. You know, I mean, we've really got to get down to the real issues. One word, strong.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.